Coach's Insight program's continuing tonight here on Care Radio, continuing to talk Atchison hoops, and now we're joined, pleased to be joined now, as always, by the boys coach in Pat Battle, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Atchison, number two ranked in Class 4A, one of two teams still undefeated in the 4A class, along with number one ranked Rock Creek. And Coach, just, again, you guys keep chugging along, and, you know, we talked last week before that matchup on Friday, how big it was going to Highland Park and the challenges in playing in that gym. And you guys come out with a big road win, 57-51, huge in the conference. But just, you talked about it, just kind of getting that monkey off your back in terms of playing on the road at Highland Park.
Yeah, I think that was the real key. Just finding a way. And that's really what I thought that game was about as much as anything. And it was all the adversity you could want in a game, certainly was there. Illness, injury, you know, debris, nothing serious, but just all the little things that can be thrown up. They shot it, they hit some really big shots in some key situations and managed to stay in the game. And then we came back and kind of finally found what we needed to do to win it. And I really thought that was key. But, you know, they're a very proud bunch, and they play extremely hard. And that was all as advertised.
Yeah, and you'll get a grind again with Highland Park later on in February. But just so building off that win, no midweek game on a Tuesday, so you've had a little bit of time off. You go to Washington on Friday, which we'll talk about, and they are a very good team. But obviously, the success that you guys have had this year, it's been balanced. I mean, you have four guys averaging double digits. I mean, it seems to be kind of a different feel. And one of the things you said early on in the season, this team was just a little bit smaller in size, but much more athletic, much more quick, and things like that. So, you know, compared to last year to what we're seeing here in 2026 now, just four guys balanced and scoring, and just so many guys getting involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it starts with our seniors, such as, you know, kids like JoJo, Trayvon, not JoJo, but and Yogi. Then we've got, you know, we've got Javonte and Leighton coming off the bench who are providing key minutes and key places. And then you've got the duo guards of Zydron and Jeremiah Thompson who have really been giving us a spark and they really do that on the defensive end and get the tempo going to where we need it to be. And then Trayvon as a freshman, who's coming in and is actually leading us in scoring right now. But yet, the thing about our team is that it could be anybody. Cale Williams, another senior who's a starter for us, has been really solid all year long. And his efficiency rating, when you look at the stats, is just off the charts. So we're getting people to play well in the right places, and I think that's a big part of it.
You guys have another crucial Metal Arc Conference game on Friday. We were talking a little bit off the air about how good this KC Washington team is and the challenges that they're going to present to you on Friday night, another one on the road. So you talk about the preparation, keys to a victory Friday night. What's kind of the expectation for this key Metal Arc Conference game?
Well, the first and foremost thing is as difficult as it is to go to Highland Park, Washington's every bit as tough of an environment. It's a smaller gym. The noise reverberates. They will be very excited. They should be about their team. And it's really a team that when I look at Washington, I don't see any weaknesses. They're big. They're fast. They're athletic. They have shooters. They also can go inside and score inside. They run a variety of presses and they just play good basketball. They're tough to handle. And so I think the big thing as far as keys to beating them is for us to go out there and be who we are and for us to be really focused on the things that we need to do to execute more so than worrying about them. I think that's the real key. And the big thing is to be able to, you know, at the beginning of that game is not to dig ourselves in a hole. That's kind of been something that's happened to us the last couple of years when we've gone to Washington is we found ourselves in a hole and we've had to dig our way out of it. So we got to stay in the game. Find ways to stay in the game, and then give ourselves a chance to maybe steal one at their place. But they're very good. They're very good.
Yeah, we're going to really see how this one plays out Friday night. Excited to see, you know, what you guys are able to do with another tough environment on the road. But real quick, before we get you out of here, we got midseason tournaments coming up next week. Of course, you guys are going back to Tonganoxie, and that tournament, year in and year out, provides very good competition. You've had some good success in that tournament in years past, but I know you got a chance to look at the bracket, how things have shaped up, just your thoughts on next week and what you're going to see at the Tonganoxie tournament.
Well, we're going to see Wichita North again, first round, and even though they haven't won a game, they play in the Wichita City League.
Yeah.
And they see some of the best teams in the state and some of the best players in the state as well. So they're not going to be afraid of us. So we're going to have to be ready to go. And it's a challenging first matchup. And then when you look at the field, you know, you've got a Liberal team that's only won one game, but yet you look at them and they almost beat Garden City last night and they play a 6A schedule. And then you bring in, teams like Metro Academy, who have been up and down, but when they're good, they're good. And then Eudora is still Eudora and they've got three of the better players in 4A. So it'll be a challenge. And then Tonganoxie is the host, you know, that they seem to find a way to do things, to get themselves into the mix, even when they're not necessarily, you know, have the talent per se, but they've got a guard in Lachlan McCray who's about as, you know, is very solid. And, that's a kid who's going to be playing on Saturdays next year. So yeah, it presents us with a whole bag of challenges for sure, but that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's certainly a good kind of tune-up before you get to the sub-state tournaments towards the end of February. Again, Pat Battle joining us, Atchison boys coach. We really appreciate it, as always. Phoenix still grinding along. Again, number two ranked in the state, them and Rock Creek, only unbeatens in the 4A class. They go to Washington Friday, and then the Tonganoxie tournament beginning next week. Coach, again, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the midst of that tournament next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the coverage and the time.